This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I can't say I've ever thought about putting a flag football team for the Olympics together before.
Same.
How that would play out. If you have players from different countries, maybe one parent is from another country, and they would want to put a team together. I don't know if like France has a bunch of flag football stars just waiting to come together for international competition. If not,
they've been playing together all this time. The Americans are going to throw some team together. They're not going to know each other. They're going to have any chemistry. You're going to be really in tough.
Like the dream team.
Right, right.
Which won every game by 50.
Sure, yep.
The only thing that could take him down was ego, and didn't exactly happen. Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline. Have you sat with this one yet, Sal? The possibility of NFL stars coming together to play flag football in the Olympics?
Yeah, I was thinking about like who I'd put on the team, but there are some rules here. Apparently, only one player under contract with every NFL team would be allowed. Each team could only allow one player from their team to play. So you can't have, the same quarterback and receiver from any team. You can't have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, for example, or Josh Allen and James Cook. It can only be one player from every team. So that's interesting. I think they're timing it with the 2028 Olympics in L.A., and giving it the go-ahead because it just makes it easier having it in your own country. You know, you're a little bit more control, I guess, in that manner. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if this goes forward even after that.
Yes. Well, something to think about. Could be fun.
I wonder how eager NFL teams are going to be to have their guys participate in that. I'm thinking of Robert Edwards, running back with New England, who suffered a devastating knee injury playing football on a beach somewhere during the Pro Bowl or something.
Right. Well, in the resolution that is put out to NFL teams, it says one of the rules governing the rules says it will provide appropriate injury protection and salary cap credit for any NFL player who is injured while authorized to participate in flag football activities related. Now, that still doesn't take away the point you're making,
Bulldog,
which is,
player.
Okay, great, we still lost a star player.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But yes, I agree with you. But obviously, they have to think about that, and it's interesting because you know some guys are gonna be like, I'm not gonna do that, like I don't want to be subject to that, and then teams might be like, well, we don't really want our guys, but what if someone comes in and says, I really want to do this and you need to let me do this?
Could be something we end up talking about quite a bit. The schedule was what we talked about quite a bit yesterday and have for a long time. When we talked with you yesterday at this time, you pointed out how after the opener the Bills play six teams in a row that had losing seasons last year and have a great opportunity, you would think, to get off to a great start. Let's talk about the opener by itself here today, at least now. How do you feel about Baltimore, you know, competitively? We've certainly seen these teams play very recently, two Bills games ago, of course, in the playoffs. What is there maybe to analyze here in terms of these teams playing each other in week one? Is that good for one team and not the other, maybe, or anything like that?
Well, I think you probably twist yourself up trying to make it one or the other, Mike, yeah. To be honest with you. There's probably pros and cons of both here, right? I think if you want to go, you know, positive from the Bills side, you know, this is a team that's it's different than most teams. It's a unique type of team, right? The way that they run their offense, the type of versatility they have running the ball with Derrick Henry and obviously Lamar Jackson as an MVP and throwing the ball and running the ball. So you don't get them on a short week, and in fact, not even a regular week. You literally have months to prepare for them. Like, the Bills can get in the lab, and they can prepare for that type of offense over quite a bit of time. And I think that's a benefit to the Bills. What hurts the Bills here would be, you know, you just revamped your defense, and part of that was Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, who are really going to be counted on to help against the run. Well, guess what? They're not going to be available for this game, right? If there's one team on the schedule you'd probably want them available for, it might be this game, and they're not going to be, and it's going to be right out of the chute. So I think from those standpoints, you could probably twist yourself up trying to justify why it's better or worse for either team. Obviously, weather last year, we talked a lot about that. Lamar hadn't played in the cold, a certain amount of cold conditions. He was fine. So, you know, weather's not going to factor in this environment. Both teams have done that. The Ravens have gone on the road in hostile environments. Heck, they were a Isaiah Likely toenail away from beating the Chiefs in the opener last year at Kansas City. So it's not like they're foreign to this.
And, like, you said the right thing first. Like, we'll come up with all different sort of angles to this game, and maybe there's really not a lot of meat there. But Henry, I mean, as a fantasy player, I'm always betting against Derrick Henry. How has that gone, Mike? I mean, betting against Derrick Henry. But week one.
Narrator, not well.
You'd expect him to be healthy and fresh week one, whereas maybe not. Maybe this is the year where that changes eventually.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I thought about that too, which is, you know, as the year goes on, you know, we'd think he would slow down, but that hasn't been the case because the guy just doesn't slow down, right? He's been great. But, you know, if you're going to get that, maybe that's what you wind up thinking about. And the other hand, too, you know, it's a type of offense and type of team that maybe they do need to get it going a little bit as they go, and some changes on the offensive side. So, yeah, I think you could look at a lot of ways. You know, the Bills are going to have most of their offense intact, right? There's very little changes. From that standpoint, I think early in the season, I would expect the Bills to come out of the gate. Now, not necessarily maybe midseason form, but, you know, there's not a lot of trying to get on the same page with new parts, new coordinator, new players. It's really literally, Mac Hollins and Amari Cooper are out, and in comes Josh Palmer. That's it. Like, everything else is pretty much the same for the Bills.
Yeah. Sal, I'm pleased that this didn't happen, but are you at all surprised that the Bills managed to dodge all the holiday, Peacock, Europe? Like, it feels like they got a pretty straightforward ride. Sure, they're 7 out of 10 on the road and 4 out of 5 within that. So, I mean, there's challenges. But from a logistical standpoint and a travel standpoint, man, I feel like the Bills got about as favorable a schedule as a contending level team with the defending MVP on it could possibly get. 5 standalone games. It's not, you know, the Chiefs have 8, the Cowboys have 7 or 8.
The Dolphins have more than
that.
Yeah,
I think the Bills got off pretty easy, I think, in that department.
Yeah, I think if you want to look at it from the competitive standpoint, I agree. I think that their schedule, you know, we've known the opponents for a while, but as you made the point maybe the other day, Bulldog, maybe not even thinking about how that their road schedule hasn't really been that daunting, no, even knowing it over the last several months. We don't think about it because we think about those and talk about those 4 big home games. That being said, so it doesn't really matter when you're going to put them in a spot. It's games that they should be able to handle. As far as the holidays are concerned, absolutely, I'm surprised. I mean, I went up until maybe a couple weeks ago thinking, oh, they're still going to get a game. They're going to get a Christmas or a Black Friday or a Thanksgiving night game. And if not, then they're certainly getting that Peacock game on Saturday, week 17. None of that happened. And I just think about how the league is featuring the Bills and why that isn't. And I've had people tell me, we did a podcast last night, Always Game Day in Buffalo. We were live and people were in the chat box, like the bullpen here. And then I've had people tweet me as well with the point about the Dolphins, which is, look at the Dolphins. They have as many or more of these games than the Bills. And taking it as some disrespect for the Bills, I wouldn't do that because here's why.
Right.
No. I think it is a lot for the Dolphins. Okay? I think that's number one. That is true. Like, I didn't expect the Dolphins to get that. But I think what's really happened here is, I think the league has shown you now, and they've been talking about this, that 4:25 p.m. window is massive. And that's really where they placed the Bills a lot of this year. They have four of those games, especially later in the year. It's primetime heavy loaded early. It's 4:25 p.m. heavy loaded late. You go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, granted, they don't have as many opportunities for these 4:25 games, but what, they have four or five themselves, right? I mean, this is what the treatment you get. It's the 4:25 national window game. So, yes, I agree with you. They kind of dodged all that. I was a little surprised, but when you step back and look at the time of the games, it's really the avoiding the 1 p.m. starts, which is, I guess you want to say where you put the irrelevancy, which isn't the right term, right? But that's how you kind of think of it with a lot of these teams now.
Is there any additional theory you would posit about it? I mean, you talk to the guy who basically puts this all together, you know, fairly frequently. It does come as a surprise to you to, you know, we sort of defer to you on this, and I would say I was surprised too. Even with the 4:25 point, is there some other reason why you think maybe no Christmas, the Peacock game, what else? I mean, they've been on Thanksgiving. Is there anything more to say about it?
I don't think so, Mike. I think this just really comes maybe down to math, right? There's only so many teams you can put those windows. There's a lot of teams you want to highlight. And the Bills kind of fit anywhere. They can put them anywhere. You don't need them on those nights to watch, right? You can put a lot of teams on those games. I mean, the Thanksgiving night game is Bengals-Ravens. That's a really good game. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, judging by what Mike North has said and the ratings, I think, you know, the Bills are maybe a team that could draw more viewers, but whatever. You're splitting hairs here probably between all those teams. What is the Christmas night game again?
They Denver, went with the Kansas
Broncos
City.
Chiefs, right? Yeah. You go Broncos Chiefs. Then you go to Christmas Day and look at some of those games. You don't have to put the Bills on in those games for people to watch them. You know, you're going to get some big names anyway. I think it really just comes down to math. I think it's, hey, we got a lot of teams to put in there and we really want to keep the Bills on. I'll tell you one theory too that does help here. I think spreading around the Bills on the networks. Now that I think about it, it's because here's one part of it. That Bengals-Bills game is on Fox, right? That's kind of weird.
Oh, it is?
Bengals-Bills on
Fox.
Yeah,
yeah, I just saw that.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I do think, judging by things that Mike North has said over the years, like, they want to try to keep their network partners happy, right? And yeah, it's never going to go perfectly. They're going to do them a make good at some point. Hey, I know we gave you this team, didn't give you them for a couple years, didn't give you that matchup. We're going to do it next year. If I look at where the Bills are placed, I think the networks might be the key here. They're on all these different networks, including Fox 425, including CBS 425, including Monday Night Football, including Sunday Night Football and Prime and Amazon.
Where do you guys go, by the way, for like the weekly schedules with the networks? Right now I'm at the NFL.com has a link to it. I'm looking at that. But I'm using that chart from yesterday, and Pro Football Reference, I don't think, would have that yet. Eventually...
ESPN.com's copy of the schedule has the TV providers along with the I always have that open.
I wonder what that's about.
If I want to know what network each game is on, I usually go to NFL.com and look at. That's not my preferred way to just look at the normal schedule. Like, I go to a media site that we all use sometimes that we have access to in the media, and it really gives me a lot of stuff I need, and that's what I use. But if I want to, that doesn't have networks. If I want networks, I go to NFL.com. And I look there, or I go to the 506 Sports page early in the week when they have all the network map on which games are going where.
The Philadelphia game is on PBS. Are we sure that's safe? Are we sure that's safe? I hope
there's a shuffle there some papers.
Certainly
here.
Hope that remains safe.
That doesn't sound right. No.
Certainly hope that remains safe.
That is odd that the Bengal game is a Fox game.
I hate it. Ever since they started screwing with. It was always AFC, the road team, you knew the network based on which conference the road team was from, and now it just could be anything, and just too much work. Too much work.
Right.
Well, Sal, what's the goal? The one seed, like, will that be, that has to be in the window with this schedule for them. I mean, I think, and looking at what the Chiefs are dealt too, I mean, we know that they had a season where they went 15-2 and could have even been 16-1 if they tried, if they needed to in their finale. But man, I feel the way this lines up here that it's as good a look. I feel like the league has done the Bills as much of a solid as you could ask for with the point I just made about avoiding all the, you know, the holiday stuff and Europe, and the travel is so comfortable this year. It just feels to me like there's no excuse. You're like, but, you know, if everything stays on track health-wise, this should be a year where you've got the best opportunity you're going to have, I think, to win the one seed.
Agreed. I agree with you. I think this lines up. I mean, you got to make this happen. If they're not in a 12-13 win spot, at least, I think, right towards the end of the year, at the end of the year, then something went wrong. They have a clear ability to do that. I mean, they are, as of right now, projected to be favored in every game this season, as you guys have noted. You know, those things can change, obviously. There are some games in there where it's going to be maybe a coin flip when it comes down to it. Maybe the Ravens game, maybe the Chiefs game. We'll see when it's all said and done. But they have this opportunity. Emmanuel Acho today, who I know he can be a little bit of a hot takey. I get it. And last year he said, look into the camera, Bills fans, this is going to be a step back year and you're going to be not as good. And I know that drew a lot of eyeballs. And at the end of the year, they used it. But today, you know, here's the guy who said that. And today he went on and said, this is not only set up for the Bills to get the one seed, it's set up for Josh Allen to win the MVP again. Right. Like this, it is right there. And I agree with that. I think that looking at everything, I mean, You take the quarterbacks, and he made the quarterbacks point, and it's right. Now you have some guys who've done some nice things in the league, but if you take the early season quarterbacks that the Bills are facing, it's not the most daunting task in the world, to be quite honest with you. Right? They're facing young guys. Guys are trying to find their way again, and Justin Fields, who haven't really hit, Bryce Young, who was benched and coming back. Who knows what New Orleans have? Yes, I like Drake May. He's also been in the league for 1 year. Like, you have a lot here that you can lean on and say, I really like the Bills to do some damage and get to where this thing needs to be at the end of the year to have a look at the one seed. It's going to come down to maybe, again, that game against Kansas City, that game against Baltimore, and that game against Cincinnati. If you lose all three, I'm not sure. If you lose two out of three, I still think you have a look at it. You win two out of three, I think you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and it even lines up with the softer start with the suspensions. Not that I would think the league was taking that into account, but certainly Bills fans are aware they're going to be down a couple of free agent signings on the defensive side of the ball in Hoyt and Ogunjobi. And when it starts to get tough, when Kansas City comes here in week 9, those guys will have had the opportunity to ramp up and even play a game before they get to the Chiefs game.
100% right. And operationally, so everybody understands, they can start practicing after week 4. So after the New Orleans Saints game, that Monday, that's a Sunday game. So that Monday, the team reports to the facility. Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt are allowed to be back at the facility. They cannot be at the facility once the 53-man roster is finalized. They can do everything in training camp. They can do everything in preseason. They're on the 90-man roster, 91 actually, throughout the entirety of the time. Once they get to the end of the preseason, the team will cut down to 53. They will be excluded from that. They're exempt. They will go to a suspended reserve list. Then they have to be away from the facility, cannot show up at all until after week 4. Once that happens, they can start practicing for 2 weeks. They'll still miss the New England game Sunday night. They'll still miss the Monday night game at the Falcons. Then they get a whole nother week of practice in for whatever the Bills want to do during their bye week, and then they get to play against the Carolina Panthers.
Sal, I was in my car this morning listening to you. I've heard kids on the radio many times over the years. They're often hilarious. They're often, you know, they can be annoying. They can be lots of different things. I would say listening to your son this morning, for the first time I would ever say this about a child on the radio, it was informative. It was informative. My son is 15. Yours is 11. Bulldogs is older. And we all watched the Minecraft videos with our sons yesterday, as it turns out.
Yes.
And I learned a little bit. My son's been an avid player. He liked the Chargers one more than the Colts one. I liked the Colts one because it was easier to get.
Yeah, old guys like us could figure out all the jokes, whereas the Charger one was a little more like I needed a bibliography with it or something
but
to
explain. I was sort of guessing along with Max this morning. Like, when you're watching, I loved how, by the way, you watch the Colts one and he's like, can we watch the other one now?
So then, I know. That was so funny.
You go to the Chargers one and I'm remembering it, sort of thinking along with you two. And week 2 was the Raiders, maybe. And you're like, what's this? And I didn't say it out loud or anything, but I thought to myself, it's because the Raiders are bad.
Yes.
And he's right. Like, yeah, it's the palatial AFC West estates, and they live in this little box.
Cave, basically.
Yes.
What was the...
And Max said they're stinky. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right. On the air. He said, well, they did that because the Raiders are stinky.
That's what a perfect 11-year-old kid thing to say. What was the Raider thing before the house burned down or collapsed or you died, because whatever happened there at the end of that, the second time you saw that little hut the Raider person was living in, the Raider character, I guess. What were the pictures on the wall? I didn't understand what
Pete Carroll,
what all those pictures were.
Tuck Rule.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it was Tuck Rule was one. I don't know why Pete Carroll was shirtless on the wall.
Shirtless Pete Carroll. There was a robot like that vacuums your floor. Also on the Raiders walls.
Yeah, Roomba, yeah.
Right,
Roomba.
And then all right, I understood that, I guess, obviously.
I don't know why, though.
But the there was like a group photo was the last one, and I had no idea what that was.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know either. I'm trying to go back and look. The Daniel Jones thing, I had no, Max pointed out the Daniel Jones stuff. It says, better call Daniel Jones.
What's that?
They mixed up as J and a D. And then you had, and in that same one, they had the soda, which I heard you guys talking about it. That was right. He's like, didn't something happen with soda? And I'm like, oh my God, that's right. They had fan appreciation. And it was a soda.
And there was a Barkley ghost too, right? For the
and
Giants.
And then there was a Barkley ghost, yes, right. that they used. Right?
Somebody's job, maybe, is to track this year round. On other teams.
Yes.
And keep a notebook of stuff, right?
Yeah, somebody's right. Keeping a spreadsheet on, like, okay, the Giants did this thing and people made fun of them. Let's just use that next year.
Right.
It's the most pointed criticism by far, I think, you ever get from team to team. And what kind of administrative level is this person at who's in charge of these videos? I mean, they must have some license. Really, that maybe they don't ask forgiveness, not permission. Like, I'm just going to put Tyreek Hill.
And then they got, and then that got deleted. Who knows what's up with that person? A little background, real quick. Same thing happened to me. So I knew Max played Minecraft. So when I got up this morning, I'm like, you got to watch this. And as he's watching, he's saying like, "Oh, Dad, this is cool. They did this." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, I didn't know that." I said, dude, you need to go on the radio and explain this to people, because if I'm not getting this, my listeners aren't getting this, right? So that's why this happened. Well, ever since it happened, I had other people, and thank you so much, had a lot of great compliments on him and what he did. But a couple people said, oh, you guys missed this one. One of them, and I went back and watched, it's, oh my God. If you go to the Chargers one, they're playing the Dolphins week 6, they're on a boat.
Dan Marino.
And it says, yeah, but you know who's on the boat?
No.
Baker Mayfield from Tampa. And they said that's because of the whole thing with Brady being on the boat in Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
wow.
It's got to be. That's the only reason he'd be on there.
Wow. I did not notice that. I did notice the name on the side of the boat, but I did not I did not catch that.
I thought the Bills did great. I think everybody liked theirs. And I'd love to know, maybe you do, like how that happened. Did somebody know Iverson, or was it more like a cameo thing when you just sort of – you know, it's funny. It's clever. AI, it's clever.
It is. I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out. I think Ryan O'Halloran might have written something on the Buffalo News. I want to give him credit. I thought I saw him tweet something out about it. So I'd have to go and see if that's the case. I will tell you guys, my favorite was the Titans.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the Titans.
Yes, yes.
And they did the schedule Rizzy, like you're taking a drug because you're withdrawn from the schedule and you need
Right.
And what you have to do is pay attention to the end when they go through the teams and say side effects might cause.
I had to watch it 10
times. And they literally, they go to the, so you have to pause it. They show the Browns, it says diarrhea.
Right.
They show the Raiders, it says crapping out, right there in Vegas.
Vegas.
They show the Texans and they say imposter syndrome.
Right. The Jaguars were jock itch.
Yes. And the Chiefs were nausea.
Yeah.
Very good. That was very good.
Yes.
All right, Sal, thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, if I don't talk to you.
Yeah, you too. That's our man, Sal Capaccio, on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I need to look for some other ones to see, like, if there were bad ones. Somebody said, maybe it was Marcus Mosher. Somebody said the Dallas. Why is Dallas always terrible?
Mm.
But I didn't think to... look into it. I like the Bills one. We all like the same ones, pretty much.
And I did not watch every one that I watched in its entirety. We've talked about. I did not go farther than that. I said earlier there was one account on Twitter that put them all in a thread. And I don't know that every team did one, because I only got like three or four into it, and I saw one, and I was like, all right, I'm out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not going to spend an hour of my life watching 33-minute videos about the schedule. I'm out.
Oh, well.
But so yeah, I only got as far as that handful.
I watched once. Atlanta. They had Mario Kart. Atlanta did that, and somebody's got to hold my hand and explain some of the references to. I know the game, but like just a lot of it, I'm sure went right over my head that I might have liked. But
yep,
that was my line. I'm not going to pause it. I'm not going Zapruder on the Falcons schedule video. I just, enough. Even me, with my relatively sedentary life, did not make time for that.
Right. The Charger one did have something we haven't mentioned in the Charger one was the Colts quarterbacks. You mentioned Mario Kart, tripped a wire for me. Go-kart racing and Anthony Richardson during the race pulls off to go on a Pat McAfee show or something.
Out of gas, it said.
out of gas.
They were like driving cars and Richardson's out of gas. You see him walking off the track.
I just felt like he's got to take a break during the event.
that stings. 803-0550. If you want to talk about the schedule, we had a caller last hour from Virginia that's like, really? These night games and then two at the end at home, great season. Then it could be two or three more after that. Asking a lot, but so it goes for the top teams. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here for your calls. This is WGR.
That 4:25 Sunday afternoon window is still our high watermark. And while we are indeed busy making sure that the primetime partners all have really good games, you know, at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday for our international partners, good game for our streaming partners, we can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest window, our most viewership still comes from Sunday afternoon at 4:30. So you got to make sure that every weekend it feels like there's a big game sitting there on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30, and having the Bills in four of them is a testament to the strength of the brand, the star power of the quarterback. I don't think anybody's got more 4:25 games than the Bills.
He would be the one to know. Mike North from the league. The teams out west do. Like, maybe the Raiders have 7.
They might be 405.
405. That's right.
That's not the national doubleheader window. That's just a 4 o'clock game.
That's right.
425 is the woo window.
And some would call it that, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
The Giants have 1.
See if the league wants to get on, but I'll sell it to them. Woo,
I'd like window. To guess which games are 405 and which games are 425 because the NFL nerd grid doesn't differentiate. Like the Giants at Denver in week 7, is that a 405?
That's 405, yeah.
Although, they don't make the 425 threshold.
The New York market, they might give them a 425 here or there.
405 or 425 games week 7. Indianapolis at the Chargers, no. Giants at Denver. Dallas and Washington. Washington at Dallas.
That's 425.
That is so 425.
All day long.
Green Bay at Arizona.
Dallas, Washington.
Yeah, I think you kind of maybe just want one game at 425 each week. There will be times when there are 2.
Yep.
Maybe more, but I think you kind of want 1. That really is kind of a showcase. Buffalo at Pittsburgh is one of these. 425 week 13. Okay.
I guess.
I mean,
what is that? I mean, well, how much of what yesterday, you know, ultimately gave us as it pertains to the Steelers is them sort of guessing at Aaron Rodgers to some extent, right? I mean, I don't know if you want to maybe highlight them a little, right? I think I even saw a comment on social media this morning from Mike North saying pretty plainly that their opener would be maybe a primetime game if we knew Aaron Rodgers was there. But we don't know that yet, so we didn't do it.
But at the Jets.
Maybe you had to hedge a little and, you know, throw a couple bones that way because – you know, if he's there and it's, you know, they're decent, they're in the race, then they're going to matter.
Yeah, that I would believe that. Not to say, like, why would I? I'm not suggesting he would be lying or anything, but I get that point. Pittsburgh at the Jets with Rodgers in the Monday night slot, say, instead of Minnesota, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe that. What they did with the Steelers is put their Green Bay home game on Sunday night in week 8. So, if he is there, that's pretty good. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, Sunday night in week 8.
Did you notice this? I don't have it to call up here, but did you happen to see the graphic that would have made the rounds? All the primetime window networks do this. Here's the Sunday night football slate. Here's the prime slate. Here's the Monday night football slate. And at the end of the Monday night football slate, they've got the date. It's a Saturday. I had to get a calendar out because I'm like, I'm counting it up in my head. I'm like, what? They got a doubleheader because there's 5 Monday Night Football doubleheaders and 4 of them are listed. Like you can see, there's 2 games for certain weeks. The Bills are one of them with this Atlanta game. And they are, by the way, like we guessed yesterday in the early window for that game. The other game is Washington and who?
Chicago.
Thank you. So that Atlanta game will be 7:15 Monday Night Football. At the bottom, it's January 3rd, doubleheader.
Okay.
And I went like, wow, they're having a Monday night. My first reaction was a Monday night doubleheader at the end of the season. The Sunday night game is the last game of the year. What are they doing? It's a Saturday. So ESPN will have a Saturday double, 2 games on Saturday, the final weekend of the season.
Okay, but they call it Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
That's just part of the name of the show.
It's ESPN's calendar, so it's, yeah. But those games are going to be on Saturday.
Well, okay. I mean, there are 5 games scheduled for that day as of now, including the Peacock game. So 2 of those 5 are going somewhere else?
No, you've got the wrong weekend.
Week 17.
No, I'm talking about week 18, the final week of the season.
Okay.
January 3rd.
Okay, right.
Is the Saturday that they're going to have 2 games.
They did that last year, too.
They did?
Wasn't it Pittsburgh-Baltimore? 2 games moved to Saturday in week 18. And then they ended up playing again in the playoffs. Right? They did that. We went out for that Chief game. It was a Saturday when they beat the Raiders or Denver. When they beat Denver to clinch
right
a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so that could be the Bills.
I guess, yeah. That's, that whole schedule is TBD, right? That whole weekend, there's nothing that's set in stone there. The Bills-Jets game is TBD. You know, they don't even have a day of the week there. So, yeah, it could be really anything.
This year, it was not Pittsburgh. It was Cleveland, Baltimore, and maybe Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, because it's always going to be division games. Anyway. Yeah, so that's happened before. The Miami point, we hit on this yesterday, and then just for a second with Sal there, getting more standalone games than the Bills. You know, that the way Sal talked, thinking of Mike North again, I guess that's just got to be a household name at this point. Like, it's not a slight. The 425 point is
right
fundamental to this. But still, like, that's a lot. That's a pretty heavy interest in the Dolphins.
It is, and I am surprised by that. Like, I'm not put out. I respect the 425 point, and you know, I'm fine with five. I don't feel the need to be like in sort of a status race with anybody in the league. I think the Bills got a very advantageous hand from the league here with the travel and no holiday standalones, nothing really that out of the ordinary. I mean, everybody's going to get their Thursdays and they've got that. So I feel done pretty well by the league. I'm not sure I understand the Miami interest. Like, I maybe I'm too dug in on thinking they're going the wrong way. But that's a lot. That's a lot for them. I'm not sure they really rate.
One is Munich. It's kind of like those international games are kind of in their own. They are in their own category.
Right.
And so that's a Sunday morning. No, Spain, rather, not Munich. Indianapolis is Munich. Washington versus Miami in Spain, week 11. That'll be the week after the Bills go to Miami. So anyway, there's that game. But night games, at Bills, home to Jets, home to Ravens, at Pittsburgh, home to Cincinnati on a Sunday night late in the season. It's a lot for Miami. How do you like that Tennessee didn't get any? Tennessee and New Orleans didn't get a single night game.
I'm not sure if I said this yet. I feel like this came up. I would have thought they would get a Thursday. It's the number one overall pick. Like, new quarterback, slide them a Thursday. Tennessee. New Orleans, I guess I understand. If somebody's going to get left out, they're probably the team that would have come to mind first as being left out. But... yeah, I think Tennessee with the number one overall pick quarterback, I would have thought they'd get an early season Thursday night. Like, hey, here's Cam Ward.
They don't have the greatest schedule. I guess it's AFC South, it'll never look that appealing. All the division games just kind of look like junk games. That's the whole, before Prime showed up, that was always the joke about right. Thursday night football.
It's always Tennessee Rush and Jacksonville. Right. In a rainstorm, probably.
Yeah. So, you know, it's... New England, Denver, week one. They play the NFC West. I guess there's not a game there that really just looks fun. They do play the Chiefs, and but the Chiefs are already on. Every other of their games is already on at night, so
right.
You can't have them all. Week 17, New Orleans at Tennessee. Could be big. Well, Tennessee might be a little better than worst record in the league. Who knows, though? If the guy's good, they'll be better than they were. If Ward is good, how many games do they win? Like six or seven?
Yeah.
No primetime games for the Titans or the Saints. Carolina gets one, a Monday night game in week 12 at the Niners. Jacksonville gets two. Jacksonville gets one with the Chiefs. The other standalone game they have is in London, so that's a morning game. Indianapolis gets one, week 16 against the 49ers. Cleveland gets none. Forgot about them. They have a game in London in week 5 against Minnesota and no night games. I guess it makes sense. Jets have two. I'm glad that's not more. New York, you know? I'm glad that's not more.
How many do the Giants have?
The Giants have three. Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots. Week 13, Monday night at the Patriots.
I think you got to take only five New York primetime games. I think that's I'm pleasantly surprised that there's only five of those games. I mean,
totally
what you just said about the Jets only having two. Because it's New York, you know? So you might just think they're going to get extras here or there just because. And really what they got is just because they're New York. Like, no, unless people think the Giants sneaky, but I don't know. The division is so loaded now.
Yep, I'll take that too. 803-0550 to join us. We'll get to the PGA Championship. Brian Koziol joins us again today, coming up in about 15 minutes to go over round one. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR. From the world of there are two types of people, there are one type of person when having the thought at the grocery store to buy something for one's pet to chew on will carefully look at the product, the label, and make a decision based on that. And the other type, me, will not bother to read anything and just grab what looks good. So today I was fixated on this one product.
Fixated?
Not fixated. Okay. Drawn to.
A little strong.
How about that?
All right.
I was drawn to this one product. You know, we've had mixed results finding Margo, our pug, something to chew on that she likes. And the one little plastic bone that she likes the most is whittling away. So we've bought her other ones, and she doesn't seem to really like them.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the thought in the store, maybe there's something here that she would like. And this one real bone is filled with apparently original cheese and bacon recipe. It's like, oh, she's going to love that. She loves her cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought her this bone, you know, pretty big. The dog is not big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And got home, excited to show both Margo and my wife this bone, and I thought put a smile on my wife's face that I'd bought this toy for Margo.
Thinking of the dog. Yeah.
Yes. You know, $9 and, you know, stuffed with the cheese and the bacon. She's just right away immediately excited about it. So I rip open the package and she just like grabs for it. I put it in her bed. She was sitting in her bed and she just starts getting after it. And my wife holds out her hand to see the bag. So I hand her the bag, and after about 5 seconds, she goes, bone should be approximately the size of your dog's mouth. And she looks at me, she goes, this is for a Rottweiler.
Roughly 100 times the size of your
roughly,
dog.
Roughly. This product is for a Rottweiler, and you bought it for a pug. Like, well, let's just see what happens.
Right.
You know, let's just monitor this. So she starts clawing at this bone and just doing every possible, all the work possible to get the cheese and bacon mixture out of the middle from both ends. Like, the entire rest of the morning, whenever I saw Margo, she's just grabbing at this thing, trying to get all the food out of it.
Until she got trapped under it.
Yeah, until she got stuck inside.
Sorry.
No, right. Or trapped. It's funny. You know, luckily that didn't happen. But it could have. If you dropped it on her, it could be bad.
Yeah.
So let's not do that.
Fred hangs on. He's got a stash. Every time I move a piece of furniture, I find like six things that he had lost that he still, they're new to him now. Like, oh, this, yeah, great. So we're good. But for a little while when we first got him, like, I had always had these really big dogs. We had two Mastiffs before we got Fred, and we still had the one when we first got Fred, and that was always fun. The two of them together was hilarious. One dog was like 200 pounds. The other one was 25. But I bought a few times like comically huge bones for Fred, because that'd just be hilarious. And he just never, he is very, very particular about that sort of thing. He just does not, everything does not, like chewy bone type things, like a stuffed thing with a squeaker inside, whatever. It could be a spaceship, it could be a bee, it could be whatever. He is there for that.
Yeah.
Right? But the bone type things, he's just kind of like, nah, not my thing.
Yeah.
We just sort of, we'd find them discarded around the house. He's just not a fan. But I like the idea of the dog with a thing, like, you know.
Giant.
Like, you
as
know,
big
the,
as she
some
is.
From the Flintstones where they put the ribs on the, on the car and it tips over. Like, that's what I want for Fred.
Yes.
But he never really got there.
I just don't think my dog is going to choke on this thing because it's too big.
Right.
But I wonder if she can actually sort of, again, whittle away at it. And if she can, she'll probably love that. But we don't know yet.
It might last weeks, if not months.
Exactly.
Right?
Our problems are solved. This morning she's up barking at 4:30 because there was something outside. And just like, that was the end of that. 4:30 in the morning, we're both up trying to calm the dog down. So if this bone works, it could be worth a lot.
You're gonna get $9. You get a lot of run for that $9.
I'll be the hero if it works. That's all I'm going for.
That's all.
Any kind of credit I can get.
That's all we're all going for.
That's all I'm going for.
Strip it all away. That's really it.
That's right. Brian, after sports, we'll talk golf here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.